Boy, that was so good, man. Ah, Lord, have mercy. Praise the Lord. Man, that was good. Oh, have mercy. Praise God. You know, that's one of the things about the importance of an apostle. Because it take an apostle to really straighten out doctrine, that kind of thing. Because guess what? I'm not listening to anybody. Yeah, all right. Praise God. we over in the fifth chapter. Y'all have y'all? Got it, you got it. All right. Praise God. Praise God. We said that the God of gold is the brain behind the afflictions of many because it's a killer God, which causes all manner of sickness and disease. All of his victims end up in sorrow. Now, you know, we looked at Balaam the prophet. We looked at him, how his ministry was destroyed. And then, you know, there was Gehazi, and then there was Achan. And because they had the wrong, for instance, Gehazi was, you know, he ran the man down after Elijah had told him, you know, he wasn't going to accept no gifts. He went and ran him down and told him that the man had changed his mind. And it was because, you know, he had this thing for money that really his relationship with God wasn't the thing that was important. It was the money trap, the thing that had trapped him. And then, you know, it's Achan, his whole family was stoned. The whole family, all of them were stoned because, you know, they were told, you know, that they weren't to touch the accursed thing. And then, you know, the Bible say that he saw a garment. You mean to tell me you're going to get your whole family in trouble behind a suit, behind a dress? You know, instead of giving God what belonged to him, instead of tithing. So whenever we put anything first, and you know, the apostle was saying about it tonight, you know, I have seen a whole lot of this, and I talked to a pastor. I had a pastor to call me. He called from upstate somewhere. I don't know him. He told me what his name was and that sort of thing, but I don't even remember what it was. And he had a large-sized ministry. And so he wanted to ask me some questions. He said, you know, I was following the apostle. And he said, I know there's so much more that God has for me. And he said, and I was listening to you. And I just want to know, it may be something that I'm missing or something. So the first thing that I told him, now he's from another camp, you know, first of all, I told him, you know, he should have been, should have been over here while he can hear the apostle and really get himself together. I told him, I said, well, one of the things that the apostle teach us is to go after God and don't go after things. And, I mean, the prophetic word that God gave him, money cometh. You don't go after money. The Bible says in Matthew 6:33, he said that if I seek ye first the kingdom of God, if I see God with everything that's in me and follow the plan of God that he has for my life, see, things going to come anyway. But when that's our focus, when those things are our focus, then we really lose focus on God. So I told the guy, I said, man, look, I said, you really probably just need to concentrate on just doing what God told you to do instead of you know, you're trying to find out what more you can get. You find out, you know, there's more God got for you. So you're trying to find the secret of how to get it instead of finding the secret how to go after God. I told him, I said, that's what Apostle Thompson teaches us, to go after God, not after things. And so I shared with him that many times, you know, especially pastors in certain cities and things, and they, it's a competitive thing. They feel like I got to drive a certain kind of thing before I look successful. I got to live in a certain kind of house before, you know, because this is the way the pastors who are successful, this is the way they live, this is what they drive. But success really is when you obey God. When you obey God and do what God tells you to do, you understand what I'm saying? I said to y'all last time, you know, the apostle got two Rolls Royces, and the thing about it, people don't know that his sons and daughters bought it for him. You know, and it was to go along with his assignment. But I'm not around here believing for no Rolls Royce. You understand what I'm saying? So just because the apostle had, he's my spiritual father, I don't look at what he has and say, I'm going after this, because everything that he has is for his assignment. So for my assignment, there's another measure, another category that God had. So these things gonna be added, but you don't go after them. And you don't compete. Are you with me? So, because if you do, the enemy will wind up tricking you and getting you in a lot of trouble. Now, this boy here in Luke 10, he said, "Good master, what shall I do that I might inherit eternal life?" Jesus said, "One thing that thou lackest, go thy way and sell whatsoever thou hast and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven. And come, take up thy cross and follow me." And he was sad at that saying and went away grieved, for he had great possessions. So, really, the possession had him. Because he wanted to know what it took to receive eternal life. But when it came down to when Jesus touched his gold, that God of gold, when Jesus touched that, you know, he decided he really didn't want eternal life. Not over what he had. So then there in 1 Timothy 6, where I say, "They that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition." Gold is one of the greatest corruptors on this earth. Your affair with another man, another woman, is adultery, while your affair with money is idolatry. Hallelujah. Yeah. And then the young man in 1 Timothy, he went away, not in 1 Timothy, that was in Mark. He went away grieved because he preferred the God of gold to eternal life. So, you know, he and his family were healthy, but he was sad and plagued with sorrow because money was his idol. So the love of money naturally invites sorrow. Let me see, because I want to look at this. Let me see, where my time at? I want to look at something here. See, the only thing that's really, that's why, once you really learn the importance of giving, and then you will, what it's going to do is, it'll start freeing you. You'll get free from covetousness. Because see, a lot of times, some folk, they don't want something until they see somebody else with it. I think I shared with you how sometimes I've seen this. You know, you can have somebody that you're acquainted with, and they just bought their wife a 30-year anniversary ring. You know, and it's a big diamond. And so your wife was all right with hers until she saw her friends. Then all of a sudden, you know, this thing ain't nothing. It was something before you saw your friend with a bigger one. You understand what I'm saying? So sometimes it's covetousness when folk see other folk with something better than what they have. That's not what it's about. That's not what it's about. And you can't make it about that. If you make it about that, then the God of this God of gold, he's going to control your life. He's going to get you into covetousness and competition. Now, Gehazi couldn't not connect with power because of the affliction of the God of gold. He ran after Naaman and said, my master have sent me. He just got some guests and he said, I should collect the two raiments for them. That is how the God of gold dashed his ministry to the ground. He missed the double anointing of Elijah. Those who go after gold miss God. But those who pursue hard after God will have gold as an addition. See, we got to go after God. We got to be able to go after God because the enemy trying to set us up. You know, we saw how Solomon, when God blessed Solomon, it looked like when he got a hold of that, when he got a hold of the riches, it looked like Solomon went crazy. I mean, like Solomon just went to, the Bible says Solomon had, 700 wives, 300 concubines? Now what's Solomon do with all them women? Solomon went, wow. You understand what I'm saying? So whenever a person, and listen to me, saints of God, this can really easily happen to anybody. When you start handling, and the apostle said this so many times, he said, if I didn't really know God and was hungry for God the way I was, I wouldn't want to have the kind of money I got. Because it's something about money, especially when you trust in it. It's got a way of you know, the Bible said that the love of it is the root of what? All evil. So a person that really that loves money, you're going to find out they're a liar, they're a cheat, they'll do anything. Because the love of it calls you to do anything that's evil. I mean, anything. So if one evil equals death, the root of all equals all death. Death of joy, death of peace, progress, health, everything. So be careful. When you get a position and going to church becomes, when convenient, or you complain not having enough time to go to church, the God of gold is fulfilling his mission. How many of you know he's not your friend? He's not your friend. What shall it profit a man to gain the world and lose his soul? Isaiah 30:23 promises, then shall he give the rain of thy seed, that thou shalt sow the ground withal, and the bread of the increase of the earth, and it shall be fat and plenteous. In that day shall thy cattle feed in large pastures. So how many of you know when you really go after God, God's going to cause you to multiply anyway. He's going to cause you to multiply. He's going to cause you to multiply. So knowing the blessings of the Lord, they make it rich and they add no sorrow. So if you're a lover of money, you'll never be free from telling lies. And then the pride will stick on you like a tick on the cloth. I raised dogs, so I know when a tick get on some cloth or something, boy, it's hard to get that rascal off. Now, let me go to this, how to deal with the God of gold. In Luke 12:15, it says, and he said unto them, take heed and beware of covetousness, for a man's life consists not in the abundance of the things which he possessed. So when you go after money, you become a fool. So beware of covetousness. Go for contentment. Contentment is the answer to covetousness. It will discipline and subdue it. Covetousness is sin and ungodliness. It corrupts godliness. Now, let me say this. Contentment is, you know, the Apostle Paul said this. He said, I learned to be content in whatever state I'm in. Now, watch this. Contentment does not mean that, okay, this is the furthest I'm going, and I'm satisfied with that. No. Contentment is, this is where I am now. I'm going to be content where I am now on the way to where God's taking me. So as I see God and as God increase me at every level, I'm going to be content there where I am. So I'm not going to be trying to do things, you know, that's beyond where I am now. Are y'all with me here? See, this is what happens. When we begin to start trying to move out of the place where we are because we see other people higher. No. I got to be content right where I am because God is taking me somewhere. But I can't abort where I'm going if I'm not careful. I can really abort my destiny. So I've got to really be careful and really be content where I am, because if I start going after things and not going after God, then the God of gold is going to, amen, he is going to destroy my destination. Glory to God. And we can't let that happen. We have too much to do for the kingdom of God. So I got to learn to be content where I am. Watch this, y'all. If you got to go borrow money to do something that, you know, you feel like for something that you need, it's really not a need, it's a want. It's not. It's really a want. And if you don't, see, watch this. And I've seen this, man. I'm not going to act like I just seen the other folk. I've seen it myself. I've seen a time when, you know, it's not your season to get something. And then you go and get it, and then all of a sudden, when it comes down to you obeying God, watch this. But how can God tell you to give something that you really don't have, because you would have had it to give if you wouldn't have gotten this? And so how is God going to take me to the next level if I'm going to be going doing things out of season? That's why I have to be so concerned about really hearing the voice of God. That's why I've got to be hungry for him. That's why I've got to be thirsty for him. That's why I've got to be going after him. Because God's going to give me instruction. God's going to keep me, amen, from allowing anything to cripple me, anything to help this God of gold to abort my destiny. It's not going to happen. Nobody in here, how many know the apostle is teaching us? He's rightly dividing his word. And I'm on the road with him all the time. So, you know, I'm hearing things, I'm hearing this, I'm hearing that, I'm hearing that. And sometimes when I go stand before my congregation, I really be thinking they know what I know. But they haven't heard what all I've heard him say. So he's always talking about, you know, how we have to make adjustments, and how sometimes, you know, you may find yourself trying to live beyond your means, and you have to downsize. And sometimes downsizing can be humiliating if you're trying to impress people. You with me? So we have to really get ourselves in a position where we realize that, really, what is this all about anyway? Is this about following God? Is this about, you know, trying to impress folk with what we can possess? Because we saw in the scripture that the Bible said that a man's life does not consist in the things that he possesses. That's not what your life consists in. Watch this. My life, the value, the way that you can tell the value of the thing is the price that's been paid for the thing. Y'all agree? All right. Okay, so now the way that we suppose to value our life is the price that's been paid for our life. And the price that's been paid for it, it's been bought by the blood of Jesus. So guess what? That makes all us valuable. Oh, we're all valuable. So I don't have to have anything to make me feel valuable. I'm already valuable because of what Christ did. Y'all with me? So when you understand that, then you don't have to start reaching at things so that you can appear to men to have value. Some people, you know, their value is in what they possess. You know, I have so many, I've got so many stocks and bonds. I got so many houses that, you know, so they feel, you know, so I'm worth they put a dollar amount on it. Yeah. But you can't put no dollar amount on us. God doggy. You're supposed to, as a child of God, you're not ever supposed to let nobody make you feel less than. Because of the price that's been paid for you. Because of the price that's been paid. You can't make me feel like I'm less than. So I don't have to go and do anything to prove anything to you. I don't have to go and buy a new car. I can ride in my Hoopty and still feel valuable. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My time is up. Praise God. Hallelujah. Woo, Lord, have mercy. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yes, indeed. You know, Lord, have mercy.